Hello, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchSMBStorage.com, and I'm here today with Greg Scholz, a founder and senior analyst with Storage.io Group. How's it going today, Greg?
Andrew, I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's starting to get nice out here in Massachusetts, and I hate the winter, so I'm psyched.
There you go. It's spring.
All right. So, you know, a lot of companies struggle with management challenges associated with direct attached storage as they start growing out of it. And they're forced to invest in a solution, you know, to sort of consolidate their storage environment. And for many people, this means, you know, making the move to network storage. So first, what are some signs that you should consider, you know, consolidating your storage and, you know, moving to network storage?
Andrew, there's a couple different signs. One of them, a real obvious one, is if you're going towards, moving towards, or are currently in the process of deploying server virtualization, virtual servers, in other words, VMware, vSphere, VSX, or ESX, excuse me, Microsoft, Hyper-V, Citrix, Zenbase. If you are in the process or are currently doing anything with server virtualization, that should be an automatic red flag. Look towards shared storage. Shared storage could either be SAN-attached storage, network-attached, NAS-type storage, but something other than dedicated internal-type storage. That's an obvious red flag. The other would be where you have pockets of technology. You've got pockets of servers that each have their own pockets of storage that you're looking to be able to manage more effectively, to be able to simplify backup, simplify sharing, provisioning, allocation. Those should be the big two automatic red flags.
Okay, great. And so you said for some benefits, you know, easier backup, easier management. Can you just sort of outline all the benefits that you would see from moving to this approach?
Sure. Where the benefits come in, Andrew, it's not necessarily the fact that you're simply putting everything in one place, because you could very easily be shifting or moving the problem. In other words, if you have islands and pockets of storage right now attached to each individual server, and all you're doing is moving those into one physical place, all you've done is consolidated the physical location of it. But what you want to be able to do is have that shared, and that's the key word, that shared storage capability, that as different servers need different amounts, you can allocate it. But by also having it in that one location, now it's going to be easier for backing up. So in other words, you're going to still be running your backups on each of those different servers unless you go in there and also re-architect, rethink, modernize your approach to data protection. But for the ability to just get your arms around things a bit more, you're going to be managing things a lot more efficiently, a lot more effectively than having those individual pockets pooled. But here's the other side to it. By having those shared resources, for example, if a drive fails on a server, you've got to go to that server, replace the drive, rebuild that server. If that drive fails in a shared storage system, well, because of those economies of scale, of sharing, of consolidating, you also have that ability to be able to afford a spare drive, to be able to have that hot spare, to have that RAID protection where that if a drive fails, it should be business as normal. The system continues to operate. So while that's not data protection backing up per se, it's giving you availability, it's giving you accessibility that without that, you would have to be going and relying on your backup system. Those are some real simple, straightforward examples.
Okay, and, you know, obviously you're going to be introducing some complexity if you go this route. So what do you see as sort of the drawbacks?
This is where it can get interesting and where you could become going down different paths real quickly. And some of those paths can actually introduce more complexity, more cost, than what you may have started out with. It shouldn't be that way. I mean, after all, that value prop is go to SAN, go to shared storage, life is going to be good. But it's just like virtualization, where you go to a virtual server, everything should be good, everything's hunky-dory. But in reality, you are adding an additional layer of complexity. That additional layer of complexity should be offsetting that overhead by providing additional flexibility, ability to the business. So one of the main obstacles could be is, in your environment, in that quest to move from individual islands of technology to a shared system, is perhaps going into feature function scope creep. In other words, seeing all, it's like going into a store for the first time, whether it's a toy store or a sporting goods store or a bookstore, whatever is your fancy, and your eyes all light up, the candy store for that matter, right?
Yep.
And you see all these cool things, the blinking lights, all this feature functions, but all of a sudden drifting from where your core requirements are that you have to have to all these nice-to-haves. If you can stay on track and stay focused, then you can guard against that happening. But that's probably one of the biggest things is all of a sudden realizing that you're getting more, that you're having to encounter more than what you might be biting off for, per se. In other words, having your basic requirements, your basic understanding, Andrew, of what you need, what you have to have, and then building off of that.
All right, so... Now, if you're going to do it, you got some options. Obviously, you could do SAM, you could do NAS, and then you could, you know, do iSCSI. You know, there's some stuff out there. So can you offer some tips on how to determine, you know, what route you want to take?
Absolutely. In fact, you mentioned something rather interesting there, Andrew, which is very, very, very common, that you have SAM and you've got NAS, and then you said iSCSI. Well, I may see things a little bit differently, but I look at it this way. You've got block, you've got file. File is going to be your NAS, your NFS, your SIFS. Block is going to be what we normally think of SAN. Most people think SAN is fiber channel, but guess what? iSCSI is also a SAN. But you also have those capabilities for iSCSI, fiber channel, FCOE. Now, in the mid-market, the SMB, FCOE is probably not that applicable. Fiber channel, borderline, certainly more of an iSCSI play. But there's also another option in there, which is called shared SAS storage, shared serial attached SCSI, that you can have an external array that can be shared between 2, 4, 8, or even additional servers using a SAS switch. So there's a lot of different options. There's a lot of different capabilities. What it comes down to is this. What are you trying to accomplish? Do you need block-based access, or do you need file-based access, or both? How do you know? Well, for example, if you're running Exchange, if you're running a database, that may dictate, that may lean towards block, which means fiber channel, iSCSI, or shared SAS. On the flip side to it, if you're doing home directories, file sharing, file serves, different places for actually parking files, well, that probably lends itself to being more of a native file type system. So what happens here is you want to be looking for what are your applications, what are your business functions, how are you going to be using that storage. And lo and behold, that answer may come up to be you're looking for a shared multi-protocol type shared storage solution. In other words, a solution that can support both, one or the either both concurrently or to be able to reconfigure it for your particular needs.
All right, great. Well, that's it for me. You know, thanks a lot for joining me today, Greg.
Andrew, it's my pleasure.
And for more information about storage for small to mid-sized businesses, please visit searchsmbstorage.com. Thanks for listening.